Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kahuna of a transmission for you today. Strap yourselves in. It is the 14th day of August 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours at least. And coming up, one of our favorite guests chronicling the insanity of the collectivist class and the crony globalists that sit perched on top of it. Lou Rockwell will be joining us coming up in the third hour. We will have open phones for the balance of the transmission, including when Lou Rockwell's on with us. So I guess the whole thing, but the first 2 hours and then with Lou Rockwell as well. Wow. Yesterday we reported on the 1.4 billion rounds of 40 caliber and other calibers purchased by the Department of Homeland Security. They bought 250 million rounds last year. About 5 months ago, they bought 450 million rounds. They're buying 750 million rounds, buying up many calibers, but 40 is the main one. That was announced last week. We reported on it yesterday. Now our story today is the top right-hand link, or at least it was 10 minutes ago, at drudgereport.com. National Weather Service in huge ammo buy. The Weather Service is buying a whole bunch of ammo on top of the $1.4 billion just for the Department of Homeland Security itself. So we are going to be going over that today, and I'm going to discuss the fact that we are already under martial law. When the IRS can take your bank account with no due process, when the TSA can grope your wife and your children in front of you, when drones are attacking foreign countries outside of international and national law, when the president tells Congress that the UN and NATO are over them, when the government is publicly funding Al-Qaeda and saying that gun owners and libertarians and returning veterans are the number one threat, when Obama's talking about signing executive orders to restrict guns and take over the internet, when they're putting smart meters on our houses that spy on us, and I can go on and on and on. That's what you associate with a authoritarian system. All over the country, they're running police and military and DHS and combos of those checkpoints. Okay, unless you're in a civil emergency declared by the governor or the president, and in case you didn't know, that's martial law. When the governor says, I'm declaring a state of emergency, that's martial law, boys and girls. That's how they have the troops patrolling around when an area has wildfires or whatever, or people are looting a city. The military shows up. Problem is they usually end up looting because they're under federal command. That's called martial law. They don't use that name. Like if somebody hits you in the head, that you could call it being assaulted. You could call it being mugged. If somebody hits you in the head with a tire iron, you know, to rob you, it's robbery, mugging, armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon. You can give it lots of names. I'm calling it assault with a deadly weapon with intent to rob, intent to commit felony. You could call it being mugged if you like. But why debate semantics back and forth here? So, no, I'm not saying martial law is coming in October, late October, early November. I'm saying we're already in it. And in the news and in police sources we have, you've heard them call in, but I have them off air, and where I'm talking to the cop face to face, senior police, they're being told, get ready for all hell to break loose in late October, early November. Gee, what's that, the election? I don't know if that's going to happen, but you see the news of banks told to get ready to prevent collapses. You see parts of Europe on fire. A lot is happening. You know, all the ships mashing, the proxy wars, the LIBOR scandal. We're entering a very crazy time. We're going to break it all down when we come back. This is a big broadcast today. Stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and blasting out worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it is Tuesday, the 14th day of August, 2012. We are going to be here for at least the next 3 hours, and we are going to be covering massively important news. Lou Rockwell, Ron Paul's former chief of staff, and of course, the head of the Von Mises Institute, is going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. Here are just some of the headlines right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. An article that Paul Watson and I have been working on for the last week is now up by Alex Jones and Paul Watson. Rome burned, will we? Rome burned, will we? We're going to be reading over some of that article coming up in the next hour. National Weather Service follows Department of Homeland Security's purchase of 1.4 billion rounds of ammo in the last year. The latest purchase, 750 million rounds, with its own massive purchase of firearms ammo. The National Weather Service, that's right. 12 gauge, 308, 223, 40 cal, 9 millimeter, SIG, everything they need, every agency arming in a lustful hate of the people, because they all know their collaborators working for foreign banks. Continuing, face deals. Scan your face for customized deals. This is how the Gulag prison casino works. As we predicted many years ago, Max Kaiser and many others have broken down. You will go into a store, and to waive your rights and be face scanned to buy and sell, this has always been the plan. You will waive your rights, and then, because you waive your rights, you will be given a discount. That's ahead of everyone having to face scan to buy and sell. That's why the British government is saying it's a sign of terrorism if you're not on Facebook. And they're now encouraging people on Facebook to upload their friends and family on there, even if they're not members. Remember what the head of Facebook called his users that trust him, dumb bleepers. Now, you heard about New York launching this new Homeland Security funded system that London and Berlin and other major cities already have. It's face scanning software hooked into all the merchants who are later given tax exemptions if they wire in. But it's the tens of thousands of cameras government runs and the hundreds of thousands of cameras within shops and without running face scanning, license plate reading, and other classified systems, infrared, prints. They're also running behavioral quack scans so they can, you know, basically have lots of little lights going off inside the command centers. You know, saying people are terrorists. This is the new system so that when you go in a store, those cameras hanging up in a Walmart or a Target or even the mom and pop, they're all wired in live time, and everyone's going to want to do it because you go in and Facebook recognizes, and you have your little iPhone, your little digital slave tracker or your little droid. It pops up with a message. In fact, we have the video. We'll play it in a moment with audio as they're promoting this. A little message pops up and says, oh, you're going to get a discount on that drink, that Jack Daniels in this particular case. And, of course, what's happening here is they're associating with party. Get the implantable digital angel microchip 6 years ago and get into the topless bars cheaper in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and Madrid and London. Get into the upper VIP champagne lounge where little Susie does a number on you. It's really prostitution. Go in the private champagne area and close the drapes, but to get into the champagne area, to see little Susie, you've got to take a chip. Oh, it's so much fun. Party. And they're not going to ask in the future. That's why they have gun buybacks worldwide. They admit it. The image of people lined up, turning guns into police, and the news reporting on it like guns are illegal, and billboards showing revolvers and handguns saying report illegal guns to create the perception. That's why they hate it when you do open carry, which is legal and lawful in almost every state and city and county in this country, except for a few crime boss driven areas like New York and Chicago. They want to convert the rest of the country to their model. That's why the police used to arrest people for even a rifle in their car. It's to create that illusion that we're not allowed to own guns. Well, we're overthrowing that illusion. But this technocratic grid, with Google now demanding your phone number, your information, your email, all synced to your name if you're going to have any type of Google account, Google blog, YouTube, so they can then turn you off from the web if they claim you get three strikes. And we just had this happen with one of our videos. They put a strike on it or put a copyright claim on it saying that my voice is not owned by me, and claiming that some English record company now owned my voice. The English record company said, no, we didn't mean for your bots to say you owned Alex Jones' voice. It's an error. YouTube removed the claim of their fraudulent bot and put a strike against us. So proved we were right, removed the copyright claim, but then gave us a strike. And we, for community guidelines of deceptiveness, And so we appealed it, and instantly the message came back. Before that person looked at it, we always had these overturned, and said, no, we stand by this. Well, I've got you now. And I know you're a big monolithic NSA front, so you pretty much have immunity, but I'm very busy launching a bunch of stuff right now, but we know you're moving towards suspending all our big channels that reach hundreds of millions a year. So publicly, I'm letting everybody know that I'm going to have to get in touch with the Electronic Freedom Foundation, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. I'm going to have to get in touch with a bunch of, I mean, I know law. I know deceptive advertising, false trade practices. I mean, Google's in trouble stealing people's passcodes and wireless snoop systems. It's not the don't be evil front and, oh, their guys play ping pong all day and drink beer. That's their PR front, like Warren Buffett eating ice cream cones. You know, to, oh, look, I eat an ice cream cone. I'm non-threatening. Or all this PR where Bill Gates is Superman wanting to save you. They talk to you like your children. You advertise it as an open community commons where if you follow these rules, your stuff can be up there. We give you the content. I send people off prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com and all my other big outlets. I send it. Now, there's the Examiner covering it, Alex Jones' channel, Target of Termination by YouTube. See, it's already making the press, because it should. We should all hang together and hang separate. You advertise this. I go follow your rules. I say, hey, don't put a copyright claim on us. I've got to defend my voice and the voices of my guest. Suddenly, we're getting copyright claims when I have Joe Rogan on. That's not his intention. I'm getting them with other guests. Suddenly, they're saying they own our voice. I say, hey, you don't own my voice. I never signed my voice away. You can only do a performance if I'd signed a contract, which I haven't. If they said it was a spoken word, they could copyright and put a computer block on that speech. But now they're saying, no, 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 Alex, your voice is being brought down. Do you understand how big this is? So I'm forced to start the wheels in motion. And people can look at the court records. I've said to sue people five times before. I don't want to have to go perfect a suit, make sure I'm going to win or be close to winning. Go do it. You think Jesse Ventura was happy to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars suing the feds or the TSA? You've got to do it. Because they're setting a precedent where they say you're deceptive. They don't say what it is that's deceptive. You get one line to respond. We said, we are not being deceptive in the video you removed. It was a false copyright claim against us. We made a video about it. You removed the copyright claim but banned our video and gave us a strike. We are contesting this. And they responded back within minutes, meaning no one actually read it. It was automated now, saying, well, I actually have the letter right here. Here it is. All going in the legal file. But the real court is public opinion. We're going to put Google on trial. I've already been doing it, but we've got to really show all the crimes they're committing, not just acting like they're a free speech outfit with false advertising and then doing this and slandering me, calling me a deceptive liar. That's what the notice said. Your video is deceptive and a fraud and a scam. Really? Really? I'm a fraud and I'm a scam? Is that why you took the copyright claim off? That's going to look real good in court. It's going to look even better in the newspapers, Google. While I flail around talking about everything you've been doing, which I'm already doing, but I'm going to make it my business to come after you. And go ahead and delist this. You've already delisted Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com off the Google News. You've already sat there and tried to delist us on the web. We have the listeners. No matter what you try to get the word out about Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, no matter what you try. And there's other people out there that support free speech like DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com and countless others. So you're not going to shut us all down. I'm not happy about these attacks, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. Thank you for submitting your video appeal to YouTube. After further review of the content in minutes, we've determined that your video does violate our community guidelines. So it's like a communist system. Oh, the community says so. We agree. And have upheld our original decision. We appreciate our understanding. Sincerely, the YouTube team. The YouTube team. And, of course, I'll also be able, in those subpoenas, to get who's lodging these complaints. All right, when we get back, You want to know? I've been telling you for 15 years, you're going to face scan to buy and sell, because MIT said so. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with the One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To face scanning to buy and sell with your electronic checkpoints? How do you get people to opt in to giving up cash? How do you get people to accept it so they can then force everybody to do it? Like Louisiana's doing last year, banning cash in secondhand transactions. Statewide, anything that's being resold, a car, a coffee maker at a garage sale, anything, you go to jail for that. People are also now going to jail for lemonade stands and chalk on the street. And nationwide, they are announcing they want permits for gardens. Prisoners are not allowed to grow their own food. And we'll put up with it. We love. America is now about groveling to false, corrupt authority. Many people enjoy turning their children over to pedophiles to be groped by them at the airport. People kind of like the fact that the head of Penn State, who helped cover up the rape of children, has now been given a Homeland Security job. That's what they respect. Not our listeners, but a lot of people, they do. I mean, they love the sycophantic worship of tyranny because they love being passive-aggressive with themselves and kind of getting into their own destruction. Well, you're going to get the destruction you want. Don't worry. The bankers are going to hurt you real bad. Take the shots, drink all the fluoride, and put your kids on Prozac and enjoy all that comes out of it. Okay? All right, good. Let's go ahead and go to this clip now. This is the article up at Infowars.com. Face deals, scan your face to customize deals. Oh, you get a discount. And the camera, and Facebook admits they're merged with Homeland Security, it's watching you and watching you off your face profiles, and it face scans you. And a little message pops up that you're going to get a free shot of whiskey. Oh, it's so. The head of Facebook likes me. He's nicey. That's why the stock dropped by more than 50% since it opened and was a known pump and dump. That's why he dumped his stock up front, too. But they sent Martha Stewart to prison for no reason because she's low level. She's not an insider, but they want to make you think they're going after corruption on the stock market. So let's go ahead and go to a short video clip of this and analyze this disgusting propaganda. Here it is.
We asked ourselves, why haven't Facebook check-ins gone mainstream? Check-ins provide a powerful mechanism for businesses to deliver discounts to loyal customers.
I'm a customer.
Even fewer customers are taking advantage of this.
Yeah.
So we set out to evolve the check-in process by creating a seamless method for check-in and getting deals. Facebook is an automated check-in system using passive facial recognition
to
in-store deals that are customized just for you.
Cameras
have been developed to identify face deals in a matter of seconds. To get started, log into Facebook and grant face deals permission. Verify your likeness to complete your profile.
Profile created.
Your face is confidently recognized. The deal is set into action.
Oh my gosh, it's
good. Deals dynamically optimizes your deal based on your Facebook life history.
Gonna get a deal.
Customized deal.
Oh, your life history when you buy something.
It's that simple.
Oh, it's that's just so simple. The AI
Facebook
computer
is currently beta testing with select Nashville businesses.
Isn't that nice? And the whole thing is profiled with the cold-blooded black ops commanders that run Facebook. It is an NSA front on record, just like Google. All right, who are we targeting? The demographic to roll this out at is nerds who think they're trendy. All right, bring in our psych warfare experts. Well, our scans and click research shows that if we go with a foppish sycophant, demoralized voice of a person that's so trendy they can't even finish their words and have had their semantical lexicon reduced in size. I mean, they are targeting, and it shows these jellyfish, well-meaning women, are going into the bar. Oh, the bartender, nicey. We run your entire life history so you get drink and then customized deal. Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, their little friend.
Evolve the check-in process by creating a seamless method for checking in and getting deals.
Yeah, and it knows how much you're drinking, too. So they can arrest you down the street because you had three drinks when you drive off, just like they automate, scan you now and know your whole history of your insurance when you drive down the road. I mean, this is called Tripwire is the name of this program. It's gone in all over the world. It's the face scanning cameras, all of it. And this is how they're rolling it out. And I told you a decade ago, you can pull up the audio, that it'll come to the point when you walk into a store and the face scan says you've been picked up, they're going to send police to that location. And then when you try to run, they're going to have a drone blow your car up. I told you that over a decade ago, and now they admit that's the plan. This whole thing is a giant prison. Now, why are we on Facebook? We're using the enemy transmission system to fight back against them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gosh, my life history for the Pentagon.
Get a mechanism for businesses.
I'm going to get a discount.
Oh. A few businesses.
My life history hooked into a database to get discounts. And it tells me what discounts I can get. It tells me what to drink and eat.
Face Deals is an automated check-in system using passive facial recognition.
It's no big deal.
To notify you of
instant. I mean, you know, the Department of Defense scanning my face by himself.
Camera.
I mean, it's nothing to worry about.
Identify Face Deals participants.
Hello, Mr. Gopher. Just plastic explosives. Nothing to worry about.
Log into Facebook and grant Face Deals permission.
It's just a vaccine.
Next.
Everybody gets cancer now and brain damage. Oh my gosh, I'm signaling to you that I can hardly talk.
Confidently recognize the
it knows who you are. That's really good. How everyone knows who I am.
Optimizes your deal based on your Facebook life history.
Your life history. Oh, that is good. Dumb effers.
Yeah.
That simple.
Our users think we like them and care about them. What a bunch of dumb idiots.
It's currently beta testing with select Nashville businesses.
And they'll keep it going. Come on. Don't take the voice away.
Next, verify your likeness to complete your profile.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Profile created.
This is confidently recognized. The deal is set into action.
Oh, it's non-threatening. You hear my voice. I'm non-threatening.
Face deal.
Never mind the drones.
Based on your
look at the nice DSA man with your daughter.
Device.
Jerry Sandusky will help.
It's that simple.
Oh, it's that simple. Yeah, I mean, don't use cash.
It's currently beta.
Don't even use a credit card where they can track you. Just go right in and have a giant database run where the creator and front guy for all this calls you dumb effers. And again, all of this tyranny, that's like NPR is like, today on NPR, we'll discuss.
We asked ourselves,
just let me put this rope around your neck.
Loyal customer.
I'm afraid, Dave.
And even
I'm afraid.
Taking advantage of this. So we set out to evolve the check-in process,
Dave,
by creating a seamless
Dave, I'm afraid.
Deals.
I'm afraid, Dave.
Deals is an automated check-in system using passive facial recognition to notify you. Of
Captain, let's talk about this calmly.
For you.
No, don't
cameras
do that.
Developed to identify
don't do that.
Participants
I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid.
To get started, log in.
I am a HAL 9000 computer. Created in Chicago, Illinois. This is a song my first instructor, Mr. Johnson, taught me. Daisy.
Dynamically optimized deal based on your history and delivers your customized deal to your mobile device, all while checking you in.
Next stop, Jupiter.
That simple.
You're not going to win New World Order with all your little Terminator grids and your Skynet crud. We're going to expose this for how sickening it is. Everything I've warned people of, as it comes to pass, they're only going to wake up now. This is designed to track the entire economy and outlaw. You know why they're going after Amish and lemonade stands and backyard gardens? Because when they get this in place, folks, it's going to be illegal. And they're going to shut everybody off with automated systems. They're not going to let private websites operate in the future. You're going to have a handful of big mega sites who can shut you off whenever they want. And you won't be able to engage in commerce without them. That's why we are all about dominating the internet here at InfoWars.com with truth and liberty and justice and all the things that are under attack and they've tried to make cheesy. But at the same time, I'm going with print 2.0, putting out our monthly, then we're going to go to weekly, mailed to you, but also digitally emailed to you, because that'll be easy to get around sensors. IT experts have basically revealed us over the years of research, to have the InfoWars magazine, which again will start being daily if they ever completely shut us down. And if you want to get it, it's going to come out next week, middle of next week. Hard to believe we're getting close to September. It'll come out a few days before September. It'll be sent to everybody that signs up at infowars.com/newsletter. And you get news alerts, key videos, all sorts of stuff. Every day we have an email blast now that goes out and tells you what's coming up on the show today, what was on yesterday. At InfoWars.com/newsletter or on the right-hand side of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you see the InfoWars Insider. Just put your email in there, and you can always opt out if you don't like it. There's a little button right there and be part of it. So there it is. If you want to get the – and by the way, the new magazine, we're going to sell it in bulk in groups of 100 for $50. That means 50 cents per 48 page right now, big, bold, white, newsprint/magazine, like a big, you know, tabloid size. It's being tabloid content, you know, it has that big one big page that opens, tabloid style. And then later, I'll tell you right now, we plan to have a monthly glossy magazine, and then we're going to have a weekly newspaper that hammers out. People are going to be able to have subscriptions to just get one every week, or one every month at first, or you can order for $50 at cost. It comes down to 50 cents a piece, which is... I want to keep it at that. It looks like it's going to be a little bit above that because printing, it's like 30 cents. and after you put everything into it. But hopefully the advertising will carry us over the edge. It's up to you. You know, we build it, will they come, obviously. So they're zigging to shut down print. Print's really dying because nobody wants to read establishment bilge. That's why even establishment online media is crumbling in front of everybody. The only thing that's popular is establishment stuff that uses user content like YouTube. And now they want to curtail and control that. They don't let you really share videos anymore. They're knocking sites down all over the place. And if I hadn't filed a bunch of times with YouTube, we wouldn't have the big Alex Jones channel with 230 million views that feeds all the others. See, what's happening on YouTube, the reason they're starting to censor us, and I'll get into all the other news in your calls, is now they've censored and curtailed and done some algorithms and don't let us share our, even our subscribers don't get our videos, even though other subscription systems do. So they've put some, what do they call it in Formula One race cars? Paul was a Formula, he was a race car driver, so he'll know. Call Richard Reeves in here. What's the name of the plate, the repressor plate that they put in the car so you don't go 800 miles an hour and kill yourself? So now it's so scientific that, you know, basically the car's restrictor plate. There you go. Yeah, restrictor plates. There you go. They're putting restrictor plates on us. I mean, they can already hit a button and erase all the videos on YouTube with my voice on them claiming that they own my voice. They're trying to set the precedent. So I challenge the companies that do this out of the blue. And now 8 separate times I've gotten them to stop trying to shut our channel down claiming they own my voice. Well, now YouTube came back and said, we own your voice, and we're going to shut you down because of that. And if you try to block us, we're going to shut you down. So people are like, well, just leave YouTube. Folks, our stuff is on every video site out there. About half the video views in the world are on YouTube that Google took over. Google buys everything, like Microsoft buying Skype. They buy everything because they want control. They want a monopoly. And so that's where the fight is. That's where we're going to fight them. We're going to expose them. It's all, I mean, sure, I actually had numbers pulled up on it. We're getting 8% of our traffic from YouTube on Infowars.com. That is not a big deal. In fact, we did the numbers. I had them do the numbers this morning. We send more traffic to YouTube than they send to us. So let's get that straight. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are gigantic websites, the biggest alternative media sites out there, other than Drudge, that's much bigger than us and is a phenomenon. We're sending YouTube traffic. We use YouTube because they've got reliable systems that can be spread out there, and that's where the fight is, and that's where the young people and others are. That's where new audiences are. But we're giving them a lot more than they give us, and we've asked for a partner channel and been denied. Now imagine, on the cover of dozens of magazines, newspapers, Nightline, MSNBC, you know, I'm in 2 major motion pictures with pretty big roles. I mean, I'm in scenes with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, you name it. I'm not bragging about who I am. I never get up and really toot our horn of all our accomplishments. The cover of Talkers Magazine, I've been called by major, you know, trade publications, you know, the cutting edge, the example of making your own media, on and on and on and on. Profiles and you name it. Websites getting over 1 million visitors a day, over 115 radio stations, terrestrial, XM 166, top ratings in cities where they put us on up against Rush Limbaugh, beating him time after time. And YouTube does not want to give us a partner channel. Fine. They have wanted to place ads on our vid channels, and we've told them no. The point is that they're scared of us. That's why we're there. We're going to continue to be there. So everybody go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. The site works really good. Some of the streams occasionally have hiccups during peak times. We're adding more servers to that. One membership is $5.95 a month, and you really get 6 memberships with that. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. We have archives of the show a few hours after it goes out. Airs the first time at 7 o'clock. We're adding more shows. We're getting the crew to add more specialty shows on health and firearms and self-defense. I mean, we're trying to really give the globalists a run for their money, okay? And we're having big success, but we're doing it from the grassroots up. So support us. That's why we have PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWarsNews.com will get you there as well. $5.95 a month, six memberships. That's less than a dollar per person. Create a username and passcode that you can share. Give it to friends and family. Say, hey, here's your little e-card. Here's your username and passcode. Look at all these films. Watch all this. Because, yes, they've taken Obama deception down three times with false claims. They've hacked it, and YouTube restored it after we made a big hullabaloo. You did. They've done everything they can, ladies and gentlemen. We're reaching around, let's be conservative. Well, I did another analysis last night. I said 7 to 10 million. It's more than 10 million now a week. Because here's what's happening. I'll get into the other news. I'm kind of ranting about the future of the web, everything. Here's what's happening. There are so many channels now carrying my daily radio show / TV show, 3 hours, and so many YouTube channels carrying the nightly news that there's so many channels that have thousands of views per video, some of them like 50,000, 100,000. That's how I know there's some type of restrictor plate on us, because most people that are subscribers are, you know, 250,000 subscribers. I don't even promote that channel subscribers, but the main feed channel, we got a bunch of others, they're not getting their videos. But other channels that are carrying our stuff are getting the subscribers, and everybody's getting them. So you'll have smaller channels with, say, 10,000 subscribers getting 50,000 views per video, more than we're getting. So that we've gone around the restrictor plate. So what they're doing is they're now going in and setting the precedent to ban my voice. So, I mean, obviously I'm going to have to sue Google. And it's big. It's hard to fight. I'm putting the feelers out to the expert lawyers right now. But, I mean, this is for everybody. Listen, 8 years ago, I sued the city of Austin and Access Television. And I won. The director went to prison. It went all the way up to the top of the city. They shut it down. Time Warner was not able to take it over and shut down Access TV. I even quit doing a show. But I went and saved Access Television. Because it's personal, folks, when mafia tries to shut us up. Access TV, where it was started in Austin 35-plus years ago, it started here in Austin. Access TV is still on three channels on basic cable in Austin because I sued them. And I went and developed the case, did it all, and that fleshed them out. That got them in fighting, and I went and recorded them once I started the suit, caught them, and I said, I've got the proof you're stealing money, and then they told on each other. The point is that we're going to get Google, and we're going to get Facebook. The head of Facebook needs to go to prison for knowingly pumping and dumping that stock to a bunch of suckers that he's openly called suckers. We're going to expose the crooks in Homeland Security and the perverts. We're going to expose the pedophile ring that goes into Homeland Security out of Penn State. We're going to just expose you all. You're a bunch of maggot, knuckle-dragging scumbags who want to feed off us and build your empires off our energy and then throw us into the dirt. And it ain't happening anymore. Now, they want to get everybody on a cashless society so they can charge you $5 to use your ATM, like Bank of America, or they can track everything you're doing. So everybody's got to go to cash. Even though it makes it hard for me with tax write-offs and stuff, I'm stopping using credit cards. Everybody knows when I take people out to dinner or something around here, I'm paying cash. Then you just turn the receipt in. Stop using credit cards as much as you can. I understand sometimes you've got to use them, but it's time to keep cash, ladies and gentlemen, because imagine they're coming out with face deals cameras that just mirror the Pentagon system going in nationwide that's already tracking what you buy and sell. They're just rolling it out, getting everybody used to it, where these idiots are going to opt into this and say, my goodness, they just offered me 30% off on this liquor. Yeah, because that liquor company is paying kickbacks to Facebook. That's how these programs work. Could be used by shops to offer discounts to customers. System already being trialed in Nashville shops and bars. Users must sign up to take part in the teach system what they look like. Yeah, you opt in to let them war game a computer. I've noticed to keep our Facebook, they demand our driver's license. They've demanded just, and we've done it just to stay in the enemy's operation. But I'm like somebody parachuting in behind enemy lines. You don't want to be on there, folks. Okay? You do not want to be, you've got, everybody has got to get off Facebook. because it is a criminal enterprise at every level for the globalists. Run by the banksters. We've broken it down. I mean, it is absolutely horrible. Yes, we're on there using it to attack them. Now, they're going to get rid of cash this way. Are you hearing your preachers talk about this? No. The churches are under 501c3, Romans 13, government control. They're not even churches. They're government-run charities. And I don't care if you walk in the Methodist or if you walk in a Baptist church. I've been in a bunch of them. You're going to hear government is your God and we're about to be raptured, so do what government says. And those preachers are reading off a script that their denominational heads were given by the government. These are not churches. These are like the churches they allowed to stay in effect in the Soviet Union. And they're all out there saying, Alex is going to go to hell. I see him online because he says, speak out against evil. You hadn't read the Bible. You're cowardly men and women, and you're going to squeal and beg when the New World Order hurts you real bad. Okay? There isn't a rapture coming. That's all a New World Order lie. So you lay down and go along with it. Okay? When the rapture comes later, after it all happens, you ain't going. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side.
Oh, Alex, don't fearmonger. They're not going to put black boxes in cars that track everywhere we're going. Black box standards coming for cars. Under the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to track everywhere you go and what you do. The Hill newspaper. a brief history of false flag attacks, or why government loves state-sponsored terror. Big article by Kurt Nemo up at Infowars.com. Paul Watson's top story, Rome burned. Will we? And if that isn't a red-linked headline, I don't know what is. You guys asking to make Rome burn, will we be a red headline? Rome burned. It's red. This is important information. Thank you. Now, continuing. Well, shoot. Adon's right to the wall, even though it's a bit soundproof. I bet he can hear me. Hey, Adon, bro, do me a favor. Red link, Rome burned, will we? Thanks. New speaker system we have here. So we're going to be going over all that. I mean, the magnitude of face scanners when you go in to buy and sell and then harassing you. That's why they have discount cards at stores. Those discount cards are not there to give you a discount. Those discount cards are there, those loyalty cards. The discount cards are real. The loyalty cards aren't. They're there to track you and decide what people absolutely must buy so you can raise prices and manipulate people and sell the data. Now, something like InfoWars RX, that is a coupon card, and the stores want it because they're associating in it. But cards where it's only working at one place, those are different. See, the InfoWars RX card, you can put any name you want in there. The point is, it's just that card and that number, you get the discount. It's just accessing specials. Nothing wrong with coupons and things like that. It's this stuff that tracks you, ladies and gentlemen, that is the issue. And I can say Facebook is a criminal enterprise. The pump and dump, the way they sell stuff, they got caught having robots click their customers' ads. I mean, we could do that at Infowars.com and PrizzlePlanet.com. We'd never do that. That's criminal fraud. Plus, once you get caught, it destroys your credibility. But with somebody like Facebook, they just continue doing it. And now they have cameras when you go in restaurants and bars and shops where it recognizes you. Remember last year and this year, they've got billboards now that face scan you in Times Square as part of Facebook, getting you ready for it so it recognizes you. Folks, imagine what authoritarian countries would do with this information. Now, coming up, the story's top link, left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. It's a big deal. National Weather Service is also following DHS in huge ammo purchases. And I'm going to break down. If this isn't martial law, what is? They don't call it that, but we're going into tyranny. Chinese companies are pulling out of U.S. stock markets. I mean, we're on the verge of global collapse. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we're already in a slow collapse. Will it accelerate? All the established, I mean, the Zero Hedge was reporting on the fact that they're not going to give people their money if the banks collapse. I mean, they covered that on the nightly news last night. This is a crazy time is all I'm saying. And remember to support those that have supported liberty this entire time as things implode. Please spread the word about the broadcast and all we do. We're under censorship. We're under attack. I won't even get into all the stuff. Please continue to spread the word about us. Go to InfoWarsShop.com and get the best seaweed extract out there, Modafylon, that comes from an area that doesn't have radiation off the coast of New Zealand. We have it discounted at the lowest price out there with a free citizen rulebook at InfoWarsShop.com. This is our best seller now, by the way. And now we're carrying Interfood products discounted. Great sponsors of Interfood. We now sell their stuff right out of our office. And they have a Survive to Thrive 40-day, 40-night supply in a tote, big plastic container, an easy-to-carry container with organic storable food, organic preparedness, ale, all available at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-25331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.